Good morning, this is Stephanie and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zetlines. In local news, new rankings reveal Brisbane is Australia's happiest city, ranking 21st globally. The Happy City Index, created by the Institute for Quality of Life, ranks the world's cities by a series of factors including citizens, governance, environment, economy, and mobility. The cities are then placed in one of three categories: gold, silver, or bronze. Brisbane was the only Australian city to receive the gold standard across the index, beating runner-up and silver recipient Melbourne by 20 places. Brisbane's highest-ranked categories included economy, governments, and citizens.
A fire has destroyed a two-story home in Upper Coomera at 2 a.m. this morning, reportedly sparked by an electric scooter. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services spokesperson Brett Watson said residents of the home reported seeing their scooter, which had been charging indoors, on fire when they fled the scene. The cause of the fire has yet to be officially determined, but Watson said there has been recent increase in fires caused by scooter batteries. None of the residents were injured, and fire crews were able to protect neighbouring houses from the fire, which has been contained despite difficulties.
In national news, in the last 6 months, Sydney has received a year's worth of rain after another wet weekend, with more forecasts predicted in the coming days. The New South Wales capital recorded 60 millimetres of rain last week, totaling the city's monthly downpour up to 361 millimetres of rain, exceeding double the long-term monthly average and making it Sydney's wettest June since 2007. While there will be sunny conditions in Sydney this week, wet weather is expected to hit the city on the weekend, with a 30% and 80% chance of rainfall on Saturday and Sunday respectively.
It has been revealed that some MPs from Western Australia would not be running in the state election next year due to their inadequate pay, according to a woman who assists in setting wages for the sector. The Salaries and Allowances Tribunal decided to offer state MPs an extra $1,000 in motor vehicle allowance in addition to a 4% pay rise. Higher-ranking officials will earn more than that. WA Premier Roger Cook's compensation for leading the state has been increased to over $390,000. That is significantly more than the WA average full-time salary of $109,616.
In international news, according to local fire officials, a fire at a lithium battery business in South Korea has killed at least 22 individuals and injured 8 others, the most of whom are Chinese nationals. The fire, which is now mostly extinguished, started at the Arisal battery facility in Hwasong, south of the capital Seoul, on Monday at around 10:30 a.m. local time. According to Kim Jin-young, a local fire official, a number of battery cells detonated inside a warehouse containing about 35,000 units, sparking the fire. Among the victims were one Laotian and 18 Chinese laborers. Citing information from corporate officials, Mr. Kim stated that the nationality of the remaining deceased worker was not yet known. The cause of the explosion is still unknown.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and a medium chance of showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. And there is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey, you! Yeah, you!